on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I mean, it would be absolutely heinous if somebody were to lie about their parent having cancer, right? Like, it'd be awful. But I mean, we've heard terrible dating stories on this show. That's for sure. Some of you guys have been through even worse, and we understand. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know, but it's time for a Talk Me Out of It update. This is where we check back in with people from last week to find out how their Talk Me Out of It situations went down. This is where they call in and say, hey, listen, I know this idea sounds crazy. I just don't know if I should go through with it or not. Jess, where was Anonymous last week?
Anonymous, she's been dating this guy, and they have not kind of solidified what their relationship is. And his reasoning to not commit to the relationship is because his mom is going through cancer. But she has a feeling that he may be lying about that. So what she was considering doing is actually reaching out to his mom on Facebook and asking her.
But did she do it? Did she not? Luckily or unluckily, we get her back on. Hi, Anonymous. You're back on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Did you send the message?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I sent the message. Actually, I did it late last night. I did take a breather, like you said. I rewrote it a lot so it didn't like sound weird. Can I read what I wrote?
Please.
Hi, I hope this isn't weird. I've been seeing your son for a little while. I just wanted to check in on you. You mentioned you've been going through a lot lately, and I've been thinking about you. That was the whole message, and she actually responded.
What did she say?
I'm not sure what he's told you, but I'm doing okay.
Mm.
That's literally it. Like, no mention of cancer, no explanation, not even like a hello. And then he texted me last night, but after I fell asleep, so I woke up to this text. He wrote, did you seriously message my mom?
Oh, God.
And now I just feel like I opened something I wasn't supposed to open.
Oh,
like,
God.
I still don't even know what the truth is here.
Hang on. So let's go back to this. So wait, her message just said, wait, go back to her, to his mom's message.
She just said, I'm not sure what he's told you, but I'm doing okay.
So you don't mention cancer at all. She doesn't mention cancer at all.
Also, there was no acknowledgement of her knowing who you were and like in relation to her son.
Right.
Nothing like that.
What?
It's also like you would be so much nicer, I feel like, to someone if your son told you there's things. You know what I mean? Like if you were.
Well, that was my fear. I mean, that
like
was my.
You would,
yeah, that was my fear when we were talking about this last week, is because he's not committing to you if she even knew who you were.
So what is that? Jess, what just happened here?
Well, I mean, I do think that you're investing way too much into him than he is to you. And I don't think he deserves that. But for him to verbalize to you that this isn't something serious to me, I mean, I wouldn't see him talking about you to his family if he is even saying to you that he can't commit to you right now. So I think that's really awkward. The whole thing is awkward. And I just feel like you need to take a step back and really think about, like, no one should be begging to be in a relationship with anybody. Like, if he is not respecting you and giving you what you need and you deserve, you need to walk away, especially if you're trying to support him through everything that he's going through, but he can't do that with you. You know, I just wouldn't do this anymore.
Well, I mean, it sounds like maybe the mom is going through something, because I don't know what he told you. It's just a very cold message, right?
That's the thing, though. It's so cold that it almost freaks me out.
It does. Like, it freaks me out.
You wouldn't be so cold to someone that you'd want to keep in good graces.
Right,
you know?
Right. I don't know what the truth is, and I don't think you will either. But it sounds like either way, this is not good, right? Like, we can all agree this is not a good situation now. Like, but you know, I think Jess says it best. I mean, it doesn't sound like your priorities are aligning with his priorities at this point. So I mean, she can't bring him to the bridal shower.
I wouldn't.
This weekend, right?
Yeah, like, I would
not. No matter what happens
to your family when he hasn't done the same with you.
No, I don't. I think no matter what happens with you guys, I don't think it would be a smart idea at this point to bring him. I mean, can't she come back from this at this point? Yeah, I think she probably still could, right? I mean, I don't think this is probably dead in the water. I think maybe it's just more of a, hey, I thought maybe I could reach out to your mom and say that it's okay.
I just feel like you've been wanting to be serious with him and he continues to tell you no. And so I think with that, you kind of have to believe people for their actions, not their words. And he's showing you that, like, he does not want to give what you've given to the situation. And I think that's what you need to pay attention to.
Either way, I feel like it's not going to be a thing right now for you guys to probably be at the shower this weekend. So how does that feel to you?
I feel like I don't want to bring him there just because even if he was like, I'll still go with you. Like, even if I asked him, hey, are you still coming? I feel like we're just not in like a trustworthy place.
Yeah,
I don't really know why he would come.
100%, yeah.
I don't think I'm going to.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling back. I know it's kind of ended awkwardly, but thank you. Listen, we always appreciate the updates on these. So thanks for calling us back and letting us know what happened.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.